Originally, Initiative Measure 26 would go into effect on July 1st of this year. Governor Kristi Noem and legislative leaders initially wanted a full year from that date to take a closer look at the program. After meeting with those leaders and cabinet secretaries, Noem's office says 6 months is sufficient to implement the medical marijuana program safely. Republican Speaker of the House Spencer Gosch is bringing the bill delaying medical marijuana implementation. He says getting a medical program in place is a large task.
And arguably a task that cannot be completed in the 37 days that we have on our calendar this year. So what I'm asking for is more time to be able to do this right, to honor the will of the people, and to correct some of the mistakes that were done in IM-26.
Backers of the voter-approved measure say it is self-executing. Melissa Mettley is the president of New Approach South Dakota that backed the medical marijuana ballot question. Mettley, along with other medical program supporters, say they want to work with lawmakers on the January 1st implementation date. They called on lawmakers to add patient protections while the state figures out how the medical program will look. House lawmakers rejected that idea on the floor.
It ripped all of that away, and we will continue to criminalize patients in the state of South Dakota until January of 2022.
The bill now heads to the Senate. Mettley says she hopes the Senate will add those missing protections. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Schrubinger in Pierre.